certainly in the rural areas out here in Western Illinois, you know, this is the big employer. This is, as Mayor Mike Inman, Macomb Mayor Mike Inman, referred to Western as being the largest employer in the region. So when you're talking about generating economic activity, it's a powerhouse.
You use the restaurant Chubby's as kind of the entrance point in the story, and about when they started in 2012, which you point out is even a couple years as enrollment had already been starting to fall. But they talk about how, you know, the vibe around Macomb and around the campus in 2012 was like, you know, it was happy, it was fun, it was positive, and that they could feel like tangibly that that's different now. And you know, like you said, you've been in the community for a long time. Would you agree with that, that you could really kind of palpably feel that mood change in the last couple years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of it has to do with the that two-year state budget impasse that really hurt the public university system in the state. And so while some of the problems might have to do with how the local leaders responded to it at the university, you know, a lot of the blame goes on the state, too. One of the people I interviewed for the story is Chris Merritt. He's the director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University. Sort of outlines three socioeconomic trends that affect Western Illinois University and Macomb. One of them is long-term, which is rural population decline. Mm-hmm. West Central Illinois has experienced decades of overall population decline. One of these trends he refers to as being medium term, state disinvestment from public higher education in Illinois, which is what we were just talking about. It peaked in 2002. Enrollment declines mirror state funding support declines. And then he refers to the third, what he called a short-term trend, and that would be the state budget impasse.
I'm really fascinated by the long-term aspect of it, just the, you know, overall population decline in rural areas. Yeah, you know, the story kind of ends with talking to these the two owners of Chubby's and talking about how, you know, despite everything, you know, what the story's about, which is, you know, this enrollment decline and kind of the struggles that the areas had with it, that they do feel optimistic about the future. But they also make that caveat too, right? That it's like, you know, we're optimistic, but we also hope that we're still around when things do pick back up. And I guess the thing I wanted to ask you, Rich, was, do you think that that optimism is earned? I'm asking if you also feel optimistic about Western's future and the future of the area itself.
Well, it certainly feels different on campus. It certainly felt different the first opportunity we had to interview Dr. Abraham and the new admissions director, Doug Freed. It just felt like a different attitude, and just what you hear from people in the community is that this acting or interim administration is reaching out and trying to be part of the community and try to bring the community into Western a little bit more, too. So I think there's certainly reason to be optimistic. I mean, what else do you have if you aren't optimistic?